How you doing, guys? Steven here. I just want to check in with you, talk about my Tesla Model S that I've had for 35 days and my feedback on the car. I love the car. It's been great. Autopilot's probably the best feature of this car. You can really drive. It makes your life a lot easier. I commute about 90 miles round trip from Los Angeles to Ontario. And my mileage on the car is about 240 miles, and that's pretty much how I've been doing. But there's a lot of charging stations in Ontario and different locations, the supercharging network as well. I want to give you some feedback on that and my true how my thoughts on the supercharging, how fast it really is. For the most part, let's talk about autopilot. It's a feature that the reason why I got the car. It's great. It works very well, very responsive. It doesn't work in every environment. On local streets is not recommended because it cannot at this point distinguish different types of colors of the lights. But on highway driving, it's great. It's phenomenal. So I really love it. And the one thing that I like about the autopilot is the fact that you have to be present on the car, and every I think maybe minute or so they're going to make a noise alert you to see if your hand is on the steering wheel. So that keeps you kind of accountable to be focused on the road, even though autopilot is driving your car. After a couple times, if you fail to not be responsive to the steering wheel, then autopilot will kick you off for that drive. So until you stop the car and start a new drive, you have to start over. So it keeps you accountable to pay attention to the road because there's debris on the road sometimes, and you have to be move the car. But in terms of driving the traffic, changing lanes, it's phenomenal. It'll speed up or slow down to make that happen. And the quality of the car is amazing, very comfortable. One thing that you have to get used to with driving this car is regenerative braking. So my wife has a hard time because when I'm speeding up, I'm slowing down, it's a little pullback. That's the one thing that it takes a little to get used to driving electric cars. You never have to replace your brakes. So that's the reason why you're not really using your brakes that much. You are. That being said, you're allowed to regenerative braking to create more energy for the car. In terms of supercharging network, I think it's a phenomenal network. I think that's why Tesla's ahead of the game. I've charged at Culver City. I've charged at San Bernardino, and Burbank is the one I go the most often to. There's a movie theater there, and every time there's a supercharger, it's usually at a mall or a place where you can actually hang out. And in terms of supercharging, they say 20% will charge your car 80 to 80% of your car at zero. I'm never at zero. I'm always constantly charging my car, and I like to have that charge on my car, even though I won't use it. But me personally, I've used per the PlugShare app, you can find places where you get free charge. There's tons of places where you can get free charge your car, and there's some places where you can charge your car as well with Teslas. But Teslas can be charged on public, all the different types of networks. They give you adapters, so that's not really an issue with that. But I think this car is very, very good and solid. I haven't had no issues. A couple of things I did have was the camera in the back blacked out. It wasn't working, and it was very simple. I just pretty much restarted my car, like how you restart your battery. I pushed the two toggles at the same time, and about for like 30 seconds, and the car rebooted. That's one thing that happened for me. So I spoke to a Tesla rep. Anything with the car, it's like kind of resetting your battery, turn your phone off, turn it back on, or a hard reset. It's kind of the same concept of this car. One thing I do notice about this car, about the Tesla, is that navigation is great. Sometimes you have to tether your car to the Google Maps. So occasionally it'll ask me, I'll say traffic is not on, which is kind of annoying, but I'll tether my car to the car. So that's one annoying part about the car. In terms of everything else, the quality of the car is great. I got some nice WeatherTech floor mats that's kind of just preserve this car. And the next thing I'll be doing is getting a body wrap, which I'll give you my feedback on that as well. A lot of people with luxury cars and whatnot get clear bras. It's not the bras like in the 80s. It's a clear bra. It's like you can't even notice on it. And it's self-healing bra. So if you get scratches or nicks and stuff like that for freeway driving, you're able to preserve the car and the integrity of the car. So I'll be getting that this week. I'll give you feedback on that. But I just want to let people know, a lot of people out there want to know about this car. It's a phenomenal car. I have the free supercharging for life, which was a huge advantage. The reason why I purchased the car, I did get the same $500 federal tax break on that, so I'll be benefiting from that. So I know the game has changed a little bit in terms of the different things. Now it's down to $37,500 for federal and $2,500 for state. You get this federal rebate if you're qualified for that. But I know they've reduced the price of the car for $2,000. Elon Musk is pretty much to help out with the loss of that tax benefit. And eventually it's going to go away, go to zero, because they're selling so many Teslas at this point. So my feedback on this car is great. If you're interested in getting one, I really recommend it. I think this car, it can do a lot, and it's a car that you can really drive and enjoy, and it's technology based, and there's always updates that are coming to the car. I've already had three updates since I had this car. There are some benefits. I did get a referral code, and that's why I got supercharging for lifetime through my wife. Someone through her work gave us her code, and I do have a code as well. So if you're looking to buy a Tesla, you're able to get 6 months free supercharging, which is a huge benefit. And Elon Musk, he'll be double the supercharger network in the next year or two. And there's locations all over Southern California, so you can pretty much drive anywhere. They're about 100 miles within each other, so I would say less than that, but that's kind of the goal. You have two in Downey, you have one in Culver City, you have one in Burbank, you got one in Glendale. So they're everywhere, very strategic about where they place them. But in terms of this car, I recommend you go out and get one, maybe get a Model 3. The Y is coming out, I think. There's talk about that. My wife would like to purchase that one. We're waiting for that one. The X is great. My buddy Joe has the X. He loves this car as well. A couple things are changing on the car is that Elon Musk just announced that this week, up until Sunday, you can only order 75D. So you're going to save about $12,000, I believe. Because if you buy the 100D, the base model is 96,000. If you add autopilot, that's another 5,000. It's 101. And if you want to do rims or paint, you're looking at 104, 105. So the more affordable base model is still available to Sunday. So definitely think if you're looking at to pull the trigger, you can get 6 months free supercharging with the referral code, which I'm about to give you. So my referral code, if you want to purchase one, it'll help me out as well too. Is Stephen, Stephen. Number is 87697. My referral code again is Stephen, Stephen, 87697. If you speak to a Tesla rep and just tell them that this is my friend, this is the referral code, you'll get the 6 months free supercharging. All right, guys, I'm signing off. Have a great Thursday.